Good Tuesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. Gary Newman, you know, the synth pop pioneer who gave us Cars. Well, it's been quite the month for him. He is experiencing a bit of a revival with his music right now. He recently joined Beck on stage to perform his signature hit. Well, that elation turned to tragedy yesterday afternoon in downtown Cleveland when his tour bus fatally struck a pedestrian described as a 91-year-old man. Gary Newman's scheduled gig at the Cleveland House of Blues that night naturally was canceled. Newman posted on his various social media platforms that he is devastated by the accident. It's unclear whether or not he was on board the bus at the time. Jeff Tweedy is putting out a solo album in November called Warm. And yeah, there is a lead single with an accompanying video, which you can see online for the tune Some Birds. And if you thought Jerry Seinfeld had a bad haircut in one of his signature episodes, well, Jeff Tweedy sports a couple of do's or don'ts, as I might call them. The video's director says the concept highlights not only Jeff Tweedy's brilliant songwriting, but his uncanny sense of men's fashion and hairstyles. Well, I'll tell you, music lovers, this might be binge-worthy viewing. Netflix is putting out an investigative music documentary series starting October the 12th called Remastered, and they say it's going to focus on high-profile music events that go beyond what was previously reported. Now, each episode will focus on a different musician. Some of them are Johnny Cash, Bob Marley, Jam Master Jay, Robert Johnson, and Sam Cooke. It's September 25th on this day in music history. One of music's sad ironies, My Heart Is Crying, was the lyrics to his hit Lonely Teardrops that Jackie Wilson sang on stage in New Jersey in 1975 just before he collapsed and suffered a big heart attack. Now, the audience thought it was all part of the act. Jackie Wilson passed away months later. We lost inarguably one of rock's best drummers, Bonzo. John Bonham left us in 1984 after consuming 40 shots of vodka in 4 hours. Brian McLean, who had the co-lead vocals with Arthur Lee on Love's Alone hit Alone Again, or would be 72. And that's a wrap for music news for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Rock on!